Talk, sports talk, while you're on the clock. This is Zulak and Bertrand.
The sports show radio host.
On 98.5 The Sports Hub.
Não é sobre ter todas as pessoas do mundo pra si. É sobre saber que algum lugar alguém zela por ti. É sobre cantar e poder escutar mais do que a própria voz. É sobre dançar na chuva de vida que cai sobre nós. É saber se sentir infinito num universo tão vasto e bonito. É saber sonhar.
So hot. Ah, the best.
Então fazer valer a pena.
Do you have the one where she was doing a house tour and there's just by chance a guitar?
Goodbye.
Goodbye.
Thank
Get
you.
Your butt out the mic.
Stop being
Get out of here. That's when he goes to practice. He's like, I'll go to stadium early. No wonder he won the Parkinson's.
Yeah.
So your wife Giselle, can she play the guitar?
No. Giselle was on two television programs recently.
Yeah, she's... You could take this guitar that I see right next to you.
Sure.
And sing me a song as I see my way out.
All right, so let's see this.
Let's do it, Giselle.
I see what he's doing.
Goodbye.
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 Goodbye. Goodbye.
Thank you for stopping by. Goodbye.
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 I think she's great.
I love how much it irritates him.
Oh, you like that?
I do.
Think that's good?
I've never met...
You want that in your house?
Listen.
You want that in your house?
I'm trying to get you back on the wagon.
You want that in your house,
Giselle? I've never met Giselle, but the people who have say she's great.
I saw her Sunday.
Say she's a really good person. She's very nice.
Sunday.
Nice to all the little people.
Yes.
Not really?
Honestly, that she's...
Little person.
That she is pleasant to be around. What are you laughing about?
Nothing.
What if you litter on a beach?
Yeah, there's a couple of stories like there always are about rich
what if you
and famous
litter on
people,
a beach?
But I think for the most part, she's a good person. I like her.
Okay.
I think she's very, she's got a great heart. She really does.
Yes. Wonderful
she's
person.
Good. She's good for the earth.
She was on Ellen talking about Brady's future. Now, Jim, before I listen to this clip, because I watched, I don't know, 5 minutes of this.
I haven't seen any of it.
And they talked, Ellen asked Giselle about her retirement. Is this included at all in this audio, Jim?
Yes.
Okay. About her retirement. Very good. Here we go.
All right. So you have a wonderful family. Your career is great. I heard, is this true that you're thinking of retiring?
I think I'm the farthest I've ever been from retiring.
It doesn't seem like it.
I never worked so hard in my life, actually.
Doing what?
She still does.
I thought she turned her wings
endorsements,
in. But I thought she turned her wings in.
She's in commercials still.
Okay.
She had the book tour. She still does. What was the thing that we heard about recently she was doing?
Wrote a book?
No.
Turf management? Earth?
No.
Water?
Some sort of commercial or something she was filming.
I know she retired from the runway. There's a lot of talk when she retired of the runway.
She's involved in charitable causes.
Right.
And how, there are causes that she believes in.
And how proud Brady said he was of everything she accomplished down the runway, which to her credit, I never saw her fall once. She'd walk that runway and she wouldn't fall off the side. A lot of people, when they're walking the runway, when they're modeling, will forget to turn around at the end.
You're being a dick right now.
And they'll just go straight off the end.
You're being a dick.
Right into the little cocktail table at the end. But she accomplished more walking that runway back and forth.
You tell me anybody that's walked the runway better than she has.
I would say she's very good at being hot.
It's her job.
Which paid her, you know, hundreds of millions of dollars in her career. If anybody can do it, why are they paying her hundreds of millions of dollars?
How do you retire from being one of the most naturally beautiful people in the world? And some great surgeons. You know, we'll give her that, too. She picked the right ones. Absolutely.
Whoa.
Do you think she works or not?
No.
Okay.
I mean, I think she gets paid a lot of money for doing things.
I think so, too.
Yeah, that's time.
I think you're wrong on this. Like, I think she's involved in a million different things.
She moves around a lot.
And she's busy, and she's still working. Requires a lot of travel.
Yeah. You know what? Give me...
Travel every day.
The opportunity to go do whatever I want. And I'll be busy as hell, but it won't be work. What is she doing that you would consider work?
T- taking care of the kids.
Okay, but you can't retire from being a parent, so that's not what Ellen is talking about.
Are you
what
sure?
What is her job?
I'd like to.
You notice she, in any of that, she never says what her job is.
So when you go to
what's
fill
her
out,
job?
When you go to fill out like the you know applications for things, say she wants to get a credit card. What is your job? Occupation?
Model.
You think she puts like Victoria's Secret model, coffee table book writer?
You guys just tell me what her job is,
book
and
writer.
I'll leave it alone.
Author. She just completed her own book.
Okay. All right, so she's an author.
She's got a shoe.
She had a biography.
Line.
I think she had a biography.
No, she's got. She's got a shoe line.
I know. I'm sure she's in there like cobbling.
Did you have your shoes?
She's cobbling
no,
with all of the
fashion stuff,
yes.
Endorsement
no
stuff,
flats. No
designing
flats.
Stuff. Hard at work at a sewing machine. Absolutely. Drafting table. Coming up with
charity
the designs herself.
Stuff. Environmental work. All of that. I don't know. She's busy. She's making money.
Yeah.
She's getting paid.
Right.
Probably making more than her husband.
Retire from what? Is my only question.
And that's something. That statement right there.
She's still making more than he makes.
Well, nobody can tell.
She doubles him.
But my only point is this. Retire from what? Nobody can answer that.
I just gave you like four different things. The endorsement stuff and the clothing and fashion stuff.
Zoe's a Coors Light endorser, among other things.
Silver Street Girl.
Does it take a tremendous amount of your time, Zoe?
It's going to take a long time tonight.
You have to drive to a bar for an hour and then drive home.
Yeah. Based on where the
location
is.
Not anything you would need to retire from.
I mean, I get tired of doing that. But I'm anxious to do it tonight.
Yeah, but I think I retire only the day I die because I love working. I love creating. I think that's why we're here, to just keep creating and expanding and learning. Yeah. So I love
agree.
That.
So good. So you're not retiring. I'd like to know if...
From what?
To her point.
She
does work with Under Armour.
To her point.
She's involved in Under Armour now?
To her point.
Creating. Yeah, she gets paid to be the face of Under Armour.
No, I think she actually
she
has
had to
influence
create that goodbye song.
Why would you... what would ever be the point of retiring from any of the things that she does? She gets paid enormous sums of money. My guess is for not doing a whole lot. I wouldn't retire either. I wouldn't retire until the day... Why would you retire from cashing huge checks for not doing a whole lot? That's a great job. No, I wouldn't retire either. Good for you, Giselle.
Your husband is, because I'm a Saints fan, and it would help me tremendously if your husband would retire.
You know, I think you should talk with him about that. I haven't been very successful.
No.
No.
Do you want
him
to retire?
I want him to do whatever makes him happy, but maybe if you have a conversation with him, you know.
Do you get nervous? I mean, I would just think, you hear so much about, you know, everyone, and you see those hits, and they're so hard, and he's, you know, the quarterback, so they're going after him. Do you worry about that?
I definitely wouldn't want to have his job, that's for sure.
Yeah.
I stay happy with my job. That's, you know.
Which is what? Just one more time. What is your job?
Being a dick.
Am I being a dick, or am I asking a question over and over again that nobody can answer?
You ask a question I think you know the answer to.
Awesome. No, I don't. That's why I keep asking it, and nobody has an answer.
She's just her. Her job is being her.
Sometimes
you know
when
you're the name.
She's like a Kardashian. You
she
know, you're famous for being famous.
You say,
again,
you say
so,
the
yeah,
name
lots
Giselle
of, much
anywhere
respect.
In this world. She
much
is a,
respect.
She's worldly known.
Uh-huh. That's not a job.
She's not telling you she works hard.
I mean,
or is, you know.
She's never worked so hard in her whole life. She never worked this much.
She's working.
Go back.
Period.
Listen.
No, I think it's definitely something that. You get concerned, but he loves it so much, and you know, you got to let him do what he loves.
Well, he's definitely very talented.
I have a question. How does he prevent the Saints from winning?
You know what, Ellen? Sneaky bad interviewer.
Really bad interview.
She really.
I'm a
like,
Saints fan, and tell like, him stop, because like, he's preventing the Saints from
fun
winning.
Fun show. She does some really funny stuff on her show. Like, admittedly, I watch clips from Ellen. I'm like, that's a funny bit. You know, that was a good thing. But I've seen some of her interviews. Not great. Not always great.
Yeah. I'm not going to criticize her for that. I'm a terrible interviewer.
I like her dancing. I like when she dances coming in. And she's such a bad dancer. And then let's kick the DJ going. You know, and the crowd's like, yeah, we're all bad dancers too.
Another one allegedly really good to the little people, Ellen.
I've heard a
great reputation as being kind to the you know like the tech people and the producer type people.
Oh really?
Oh yeah.
Oh really?
Oh really?
Anyway, we got more Giselle that we'll listen to about her. Apparently about her being
she flies helicopters.
Yeah, whirlybird pilot.
Okay, flying helicopters.
But James Corden, I've seen James Corden video. I have not heard any of the audio yet.
I saw him in person last year.
James Corden?
Yeah.
How was he?
Like you'd think.
Just had a caller who checked in with us
and
said she's a brand ambassador and you need to respect that.
Right.
Brand ambassador.
Yeah. And her job is?
Ambassador of the brand.
To cash huge checks for not doing a lot of work.
Representing
I would never
representing her companies.
Yes.
at events and such.
Yes, yes. I heard you're retiring. Who said that? Who said that? Who said that Giselle is retiring? Because whoever said that would have to know what she was retiring from. So let's get that person on the show. We can ask them.
Hot takes.
I am Superman.
Oh, yeah.
Wrong song.
Oh. Zoe and Beetle, 98.5, the Sports Hub.
Where did you and Tom meet?
We actually had a blind date because it was a funny story because for some reason everybody thought they needed to like find me a boyfriend. So it was actually my third blind date. And the other two were dinners, which I was stuck there for an hour and a half, like thinking, when can I get out? Where's my food?
Too long.
The third blind date was actually Tom. And I was like, that's it. I'm not going any more blind dates. And I figured let's meet for a drink because, you know, a drink can take 3 minutes or 2 hours.
Exactly.
I mean,
it's
you can go drink or you can go sipping. But, you know, when I saw those kind eyes, I literally fall in love, like, right away. I was like, what? I mean, he was just so, you know, how sweet he is.
Oh, I'm in love with him, too.
Making the rounds, Hardy. Making the rounds. What has she been promoting in all of these appearances? Anything? Just there to be there?
It's his eyes. It is his eyes. She's right. Hardy knows it. He stares you down.
Her next story from James Corden last night.
Zoe and I listened
to it this morning. And Zoe and I both agree with how like great of a story this is. How if we had her wealth and traveled the way she traveled, we might consider doing the exact same thing that Giselle did.
This is pretty badass.
Let's roll it.
All right. Sorry, I'm responding to some dope on Twitter.
why do you?
Which I never do. But I just did it.
Email you back, jerk.
Oh, you talking about sports?
Idiot.
And spin? Yeah. Dum Dum says, "Oh, you talking about sports and spin records for a living? The effing balls on you talking about someone else." I said, "You just named two things I do. Name one thing she does." She's beautiful. She's phenomenal. She's a nice person. But don't talk to me about retiring when you don't do anything. What do you do? What do you do?
She knows how to fly helicopters.
Oh, well, let's listen to her talk about that. This is on James Corden, so I bet this is a hard-hitting interview as well. Listen to her. Talk about carpool karaoke boy. Here we go.
You can't go inside airplanes anymore after you're certain, when you're pregnant at that stage. So, you know, usually when I take helicopters, there's only one pilot. And I always wonder, like, what happens if something happens to the pilot?
Mm.
So I thought maybe it would be a perfect time to learn how to fly helicopters. And this is what I did. So that's cool.
I totally relate to this.
That's pretty smart,
so,
actually.
Can relate to this.
We used to, when wife and I would go to Nantucket, we would take Nantucket Airlines out of Hyannis Airport or Cape Air. And for anybody that's done it, I know Felger knows exactly what I'm talking about. You get like a little booklet. It's like, it used to be like $30. It was like, okay, easy to go up and down. Hey, 10, 15 minutes, you're in Nantucket or the Vineyard. So you're getting a little puddle jumper. It's basically a 4, 5, 6-seater. So they see me. Okay, you big stick, you're sitting up front with the pilot. So it's all about weight distribution. I go, what do you mean sitting with the pilot? So I got to crawl up in the front of the plane, and they strap me in. And it's because I could barely get the shoulder strap over me, and I'm like this. And I'm all crunched up in the front of the plane. And it has the same exact instruments that the pilot next to me has. So this guy comes in. He's got a white shirt on. Like he smells like cigarettes. And he's getting ready to fly the plane. But he's got one of those.
Arm out the window.
Yeah. But no, there's no air. The windows are open on the side. You can slide them. Little slide windows. So he's got the little pilot patch up on his shoulder. I'm like, does that mean you're a pilot, right? He goes, yeah. So he goes, see everything? When we take off, the wheel's going to come in and out on your left.
You a pilot?
Don't touch anything. Don't touch any buttons.
Get the window
so they
down.
Put me, of all people, up front. And I got to sit there with my hands clenched and not touch anything. And so I'm thinking, and we get up about halfway up, you know, and we're going up and down. I'm looking at him like, what happens if like something happened to you? He goes, it's all yours, man, after that. Thanks for the training manual. Thanks for anything. And then I've played in a golf tournament there one time. To where we're coming back, and the thing had no radar on it, so you can't see, you know, the horizon or anything. And we landed in Hyannis in the fog.
Just let him go.
No. Fog everywhere. And I'm like, what do we do? Do we turn around and go back? He goes, no, I can put this thing down. And I'm like, put this freaking thing down where? And he's doing instruments to guide his way down. All of a sudden, you go right down to the fog, and then boom, you hit the runway, and we bounce. And you talk about, I ain't, from that point on,
fairy guy.
But your biggest thing was, what if the pilot throws a heart attack while you're mid-flight?
Right.
You're cooked.
Now,
I could probably guide the plane around, but...
A helicopter?
The landing. You got to stick the landing.
Works, oh, helicopter. Like, what is she going
to
do? Okay.
Well, this is what I want to find out.
Helicopter
loses
power.
Listen
to
the rest of this, because I told a buddy of mine once, like, years ago, before kids and all this stuff, it's like, maybe I'm going to learn how to fly a helicopter. And he was an Apache pilot, right? I mean, this guy was
what
like,
he say, don't do it?
The real deal. He said, dude, you want to learn how to fly? Go learn how to fly an airplane. That's something you might actually be able to do. He's like, I'm not going to learn how to fly a helicopter. It's going to be really expensive and it's really hard. And, you know, don't even bother. So if she's an actual pilot, this is impressive. So let's see what she says.
So that's cool. I don't
think. But I always find just the notion of helicopters incredibly terrifying. Have you ever had any close calls while you've been flying?
If you want to say, I actually had. I used to fly.
If you, she had a close call.
Have you ever had any close calls? Yeah. The helicopters.
Yeah, he's British.
Hey, Brit. Hello, James Gordon.
Funny you say, I actually had.
I just told the pre-interviewer about it backstage 10 minutes ago, and now I'll retell the story for you. These shows all suck. They really do. Nothing comes out organically on any of these shows, ever.
Yeah, the days of Johnny Carson are dead, pal.
I'm right.
I used to fly near a marsh field, which is near in New England, and a beach.
Marshfield.
And I was flying really low one day with my teacher, and we were flying, we're just talking, and then suddenly there's a geese that...
A duck?
A goose.
Goose.
She means a goose.
Geese is plural.
She means
a goose. Now, is that the nickname for her co-pilot, or is that an actual goose? I mean, what are we talking about here?
So they chop the geese's head off.
There's a geese, and...
Well, it's not like they have an impeller, like an engine.
Like Captain Sully over here, Sullenberger, you know, at a bird strike.
So what happens with the geese?
That was a whole flock of geese's.
What happened with the geese?
And then suddenly there's a geese that is, like, so close to me, and he goes, like... with his head, and I'm like, ah! And then I went, literally, a helicopter is a very gentle machine. I mean, you have to touch, like, barely touch it. And I went, like, the helicopter went sideways, but everything was okay. Oh, the geese was alive, and so was I. So it was okay. All okay in the end.
My daughter did that.
So she's flying helicopters. It's impressive.
I mean,
that's something she does.
He probably gave her a stick to play.
Does that.
Does she get paid to fly the helicopter, or does she actually have to pay for a helicopter lessons?
She's a pilot.
My guess is that she is not...
Pilot.
Yeah, she is not, you know, flying charters.
What do you think that insurance waiver costs? Put that big boy up and people like her up in the air.
Is she taking off and landing them? To me, that would be...
No. No, they probably get up and let her drive.
She got her pilot's license. She obviously had to have passed that test.
I don't know if she has her license. She's just talking about...
I'd be badass to be a pilot.
Staring around at geese.
I'd like that.
All I know for sure that she's done, and I don't even know for sure, but the only story I've heard her relay is piloting around a geese.
Correct. I was in a helicopter one time, mm-hmm. and I went up with Drew Bledsoe and Santa prior to Christmas, being Christmas time, and we went down.
A lot of people have this story.
We went. It was
me,
a state.
Listen, Drew Bledsoe.
It was a state police helicopter. It was either 94 or 95, and we went down to this kid's special place to pass out gifts with Santa. That next week. That same helicopter went down into Charles right on one of those boathouses, and the pilot died.
Get out of here.
Same helicopter went down about a week later, right over on, right across from Charles Bank there, right in one of those boathouses, the rowers. Yep. State police helicopter went down. Yeah, I'll never forget that. Drew's like, calls me. He's like, dude, that same copter just went down. I'm like, wow. Could have been us.
Could have been.
Plot.
Quickly, Artie, what do you make of Steph Curry saying obviously he was joking about the moon landing being faked?
I think
you hate him more today?
I think that absolutely no one believes him. And his brother came out and said something really intelligent, too, said, yeah, now he says that, I'm going to have to look into that myself. His brother showing it runs in the family. Does anyone believe that Steph Curry was joking?
Nope.
And that his whole motive in that was trolling everybody to see if he could get a reaction?
Nope.
No.
Nope.
I have so much more respect for Kyrie Irving after the flat earth thing when he came out afterward and said, sorry, teachers, educators. I heard from a lot of you who said I was making your job more difficult. And here's how it happened. This is what Kyrie said. You start on YouTube one night, and you go down the rabbit hole. And then you ask your friends if they see, and then you start talking about it. My bad. That's what Kyrie said. Steph said, I never thought that.
Gotcha.
Yeah, you did, dummy.
Jake is in Dorchester. He knows what Giselle does. Jake.
Oh, good.
Jake, you there? Calls up? Try. Good? Jake, last try. No, he's not there. Pat and Quincy. Pat.
Hello?
Okay. John and Stoughton on Giselle. John.
Yeah, she's a pilot now. Giselle Sullenberger. That's what we're going to start calling her. Basically, yeah, her talking about retirement is like, it's just like her taking a break from taking a break. She does nothing. Her entire thing is somehow I made a bunch of money.
I never said she does not. I'm sure she's very, very busy. I just want to retire from what? That's my only question. And nobody has an answer.
It's retiring from her mindset of what she is. Of this is what I do and grind at every day. Of me being me. She's retiring from being her.
What's her job?
The name, the brand.
What's her job?
Like Madonna. Madonna's going to retire from being Madonna.
Madonna still makes an album and tours.
Jake is back. Jake, what does she do?
Hey, guys. So I've worked with Beyonce and models, like people on that level. I do camera work for television and film. And it's one of those things where Hardy's got it right. Nothing that she does is difficult. It's just time consuming. So people want her time. People want her to like come and put her input on this fashion line so that she can say that she designed it. So she's busy, but it's not hard work, if that makes any sense.
But she's being paid. She's being compensated. People obviously want to hire her, and they want her to be there. And so she's spending a lot of time
booked all year.
Working. She's in demand.
Yeah, she's being paid an exorbitant amount of money for the work that she does. And I think that we all kind of know that at that point, it's like fame begets fame. She's just going to get richer and richer and richer. So when she gets tired of kind of gallivanting all over the globe and working, of course, she's being paid to travel, she'll retire at some point. A lot of high-end supermodels do that kind of stuff over time. And just one other thing, you were touched on who's like the nicest people to the little man on set. You know, I've been a cameraman for a long time, and you get out in the cold and you do have to, you know, work exorbitant hours, crazy hours. Tom Hanks bought everyone on the set of Sully. He bought them all Canada Goose, those warm jackets, because we were filming like crazy overnights and stuff like that.
So wow.
Tom Hanks, very cool. Absolutely nice. My friend worked with Ryan Reynolds on Green Lantern, and he said he introduced himself for the first day, like signed autographs, and he would buy pizza for everyone on Friday at the wrap day. So there are a couple of really nice people out there.
Pizza
but I've
Fridays.
Also some-
okay.
All right, Jay.
Who's the biggest jerk you work
no,
with?
No, don't do that. Don't do that because we don't do
if
those
you're gonna compliment.
No, we're not going to be responsible for putting for sullying someone's
name.
Well,
if we're going to go wow for Tom Hanks, there's somebody with eek. I want to
do that off the air. You know how we feel when people want to do that about athletes when they call in and say, yeah, I met. No, we don't do it. You can tell me the nice ones, though. Hardy has headlines. We will also mention the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame, which has him very upset today.
No, it really doesn't.
Very upset today.
No, it doesn't.
I feel like you're upset about this.
No.
You were ranting about it earlier off the air.
I wasn't ever ranting
you
at
were
all.
Was he ranting, Zoe?
He was ranting.
He was ranting.
Oh, you're
ranting about Johnny Cash and about how does Janet Jackson get in and all this stuff.
I like Janet
Jackson. Well, everyone agrees she should be in.
Zolak and Bertrand continues on 98.5 The Sports Hub.
I think rock and roll when I hear this. Like, I think this is rock, man. Good band. Did she travel with the band when she did her concerts? This kid drives Hardy crazy. This is the 1 o'clock drive Hardy crazy hour.
Janet Jackson. Def Leppard.
Deserving.
Stevie Nicks.
Yeah. Fleetwood Mac.
Now, Fleetwood Mac's already in.
Okay.
Yeah, this is Stevie Nicks on her own.
All right. To think where she got to start.
You can't tell everybody what you're talking about?
Oh, I'm sorry. This is for the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame.
Thought you kind of did.
Inductees. These are the inductees for the 2018 class. Well, there'll be the big ceremony still coming up, but this is, we have the big list of nominees. Yep. Here's who's getting in. Go ahead, Beatle.
Janet Jackson.
Yes.
Def Leppard.
Yes.
Stevie Nicks.
Yes.
The Cure.
Yep.
Radiohead.
Yep.
They deserve it.
Cure deserves it.
Roxy Music.
Yep.
I don't know what Roxy Music is.
The Zombies.
The Zombies.
Do you?
And that's it.
Because I had to look. I don't know.
I've heard a song or two, but I didn't. What was the other one? Roxy Music?
Roxy Music.
What is that?
Brian Eno, Brian Ferry, I think.
You know, I'm just saying for them. It's
what
like,
is that? Don't Worry, Be Happy?
You're not good enough. This is in the Hall of Very Good. You think the Baseball Hall of Fame has a problem letting too many people in?
It's a bad class.
Take a look at the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame. They basically let anybody in.
People are ripping Bon Jovi for getting in.
The Rock and Roll Hall of Fame is essentially the Basketball Hall of Fame. You know who's in the Basketball Hall of Fame?
Everybody.
Everybody. From Larry Bird to the leading high school three-point shooter in Peru.
Let them all in.
Well, I mean, it's one Hall of Fame for everybody. It's not an NBA Hall of Fame.
It's not the Pro Basketball Hall of Fame. It's the Basketball Hall of Fame.
Right. So and what my thing with the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame, it's really more of a pop
music. Oh, it's the Zombies?
It's really more of a pop music Hall of Fame now. Who's so just call it what it is. It's a music Hall of Fame. Was it good like me? No. Wrong person. Now, Janet Jackson is in.
Well, that doesn't make any sense.
You know what I find
isn't
interesting?
Like an R&B is Hall of Fame? Like,
they have the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame in Cleveland, right?
It's like
the only attraction in Cleveland.
Right, which I've never been to, and I would still love to go there, and I'm sure there's some really cool stuff there.
They don't hold the induction in Cleveland.
No.
No.
No, they do it in New York.
Yeah.
See, I really like The Cure.
I do too. College. Magic College.
They ain't Hall of Fame worthy. If you got a real Hall of Fame, they were love with you. Really good.
There are
a lot of songs of theirs that I like, but
Rock and Roll Hall of Fame been around since 1986. There are 323.
Oh my God. No! That can't be!
86.
I'm with you. I'm getting more upset about this than you are.
323 inductees into the Hall of Fame. 220 performers.
No, with you.
34 non-performers, like music industry executives.
So that's an average of how many are in total?
Like 10 a year.
It's about 10 a year, right?
Okay.
Too much.
And the early influencers. This is where it gets so weird.
Is this like the Veterans Committee or one of the committees that votes every 4 years?
So here are some of the people in the early influencers. These people are in the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame. Billie Holiday.
He should be in. He died in a plane crash.
No, that's Buddy Holly.
Oh, well, I don't know who Billie Holiday is.
Exactly. Bill Monroe.
Let me show you a picture.
I'm going to say these names. I'll only say the names of people that you might recognize.
Give me them. Go.
So,
Howlin' Wolf.
This is Billie Holiday. Not a he. She.
Oh. Well, he's like cross-dresser or something.
Louis Armstrong. Nat King Cole. Robert Johnson. That's it. I mean, if you're just talking about early influencers, then go back and find everybody's grandparents and put them in too, because they have more. I guarantee
your Hall of Fame sucks.
I guarantee that Keith Richards' grandfather had more influence on him than Jelly Roll Morton.
This Hall of Fame is a joke.
Who sings?
It's kind of a joke.
Who sings a song when it puts lotion in the bucket when he's dancing around?
I say the BBWAA takes this over too.
She big front row.
Get Shaughnessy in there voting.
Shaughnessy would have more on this.
He'd have
than
a better vote than this crap.
Shaughnessy would know more about this than he would the Reigns guy or Baines.
Jim's never heard this song.
I've heard this song.
It's a good song.
I've never heard the beginning of this song though.
It's not rock and roll.
No,
it's pop music.
You go back from the first year.
I will say this though: at least it had one good song.
This makes you want to
have one great season.
This makes you want to paint all the walls in your room black.
How many game-winning RBIs, though, does Roxy Music have? Tony La Russa's over there trying to compile it.
Remember
right
when I
now?
Joked I around know. About that being an 80s stat earlier?
Point if you want to fight about it.
Yeah. I looked up. It was a stat from 1980 to 88. That
and
was
then
it.
They never kept track of it again.
Nope.
Brilliant.
First year of the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame. Chuck Berry. James Brown.
Chuck Berry.
Right?
Kid,
Buddy
Holly. Cranked.
Jerry Lee Lewis. Little Richard. Elvis Presley. Okay, I get it.
All good.
Right? Old, but still, there's some rock and roll there. It didn't take long for them to start getting a little weird with some of their selections. Clyde McFadder, never heard of him. Smokey Robinson? Smokey Robinson, Rock and Roll Hall of Fame?
No.
How about Big Joe Turner and Muddy Waters? I don't think so.
Enough influence, though. Too many people reference them.
You go up a couple. I mean, we're talking. These people are all in the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame.
Turn up, Jim.
Bobby Darin.
Not rock and roll.
Laverne Baker.
Vernon Shirley.
I don't know. Such teeth. Yeah. Johnny Cash. Yeah. I love Johnny Cash.
Yeah, I don't know how he fits.
I have multiple Johnny Cash pieces of memorabilia in my home.
Oh, do you?
Not rock and roll.
It's still dragging
it's not
in the
rock
hall.
It's not rock and roll. He toured with Elvis and Carl Perkins. So? You know? I mean, Jason Aldean toured with Kid Rock. Is Jason Aldean going to be in the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame? No, he probably is, now that you bring it up.
Think Uncle Cracker will get in?
Well, he'll get in as part of the Twisted Brown Trucker Band initially, yeah. But then it'll be years later, like Stevie Nicks. He'll get in for when
the sun goes down, they'll be singing.
Right.
They can't get each other. Dragon in the Hall of Fame?
Probably. Etta James. She's in the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame.
I mean, 30% of these people do not sound, you don't think rock and roll when you name the name or the band.
You don't think of the Shirelles as rock and roll? What about the Bee Gees? Bee Gees in the rock and roll?
No.
Well, they're in. Joni Mitchell.
No.
No. All in the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame.
Wow.
Mamas and the Papas.
No. Folk.
I'm listing off inductees.
I know you are.
They're all in. Dusty Springfield. The Staple Singers.
Rick Springfield.
The Moonglows. Bonnie Raitt. James Taylor.
Bonnie Raitt's country.
All in the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame.
James Taylor, I could see him being classified rock and roll.
Brenda Lee.
Early rock. Rocking around the Christmas tree. That gets her in. I'm going around the tree.
You're putting rocking around right in your song, you're in.
Did Harold Baines do anything that good?
No.
Rocking around the Christmas tree is greater than Harold Baines.
That's true.
He led the league in RBIs.
This is true. We should gauge all of these musicians against Harold Baines.
Yeah.
Who's more worthy? Brenda Lee, Harold Baines.
I just love that LaRusso defends him so passionately.
Your peak was higher than that of Harold Baines.
Neil Diamond.
Oh, the longevity of that song, too.
In.
Cracklin' Rosie, sing me a song.
But you're weird with it. There's a couple of people you're weird with. Hello, Neil Diamond's one of them. What does that mean? You like Neil Diamond a lot.
Rock and roll.
I can put him in.
It's not right. He's not rock and roll.
How am I weird with Neil Diamond? When have we ever talked about Neil Diamond ever?
Sweet Caroline.
I can just tell. That's I can look at you.
Baseball season.
Red wine.
Far, yes. Going over the bridge. Ocean City, Maryland. That's right.
So put him in the same Rock and Roll Hall of Fame with Guns N' Roses.
My sister and I thought this was an American song.
Seen Axl Rose lately? I don't know.
What happened to Axl Rose?
He doesn't look good. He doesn't look well.
A lot of comparisons. That picture to Throw Mama from the Train.
Yeah, Owen! Owen, give me my money!
Neil Diamond's peak was a higher peak than Baines.
So we got a...
You want him alongside Tom Petty in the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame?
Hell no!
No!
Well, he is.
No, I'm just admitting that the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame is a joke.
We're coming
and
to America.
It was a joke, Hardy.
We'll let anybody in.
Who was better, Neil Diamond or Harold Baines?
Neil Diamond.
Neil Diamond!
Yeah. I would have party with
Neil Diamond. Is better.
Party with Harold Baines.
He had a better career.
Oh,
he didn't have any of the game-winning RBIs, but he was better.
We got today's takeaways coming up. Do we have any updates from Pittsburgh on Mike Tomlin? Any updates on the injury to the cracked third region of the vertebrae?
It's Thursday. We're not going to hear from him on a Thursday.
You never know. I am not transparent. We will do the injury updates when we get them. We'll see if we have an update next.
They give.
Give it to me. Give it to me now, damn it.
Tell me I'm wrong. I don't know how you could.
And they give.
We need to break news every day.
And they give.
I love breaking news.
Can't get this kind of analysis just anywhere.
And now, it's time to take.
That's not a hot take.
End of the day.
Hot takes from the day.
Today's takeaways with Zolak and Bertrand on 98.5, The Sports Hub.
Okay. Time for today's takeaways, brought to you by Awaken 180 Weight Loss. Take away your excess weight for life. Official weight loss program of the Boston Red Sox, who no longer have Joe Kelly.
Hello. Let's go.
Poor Joe.
I thought you were going somewhere else with that for a second.
Who no longer have Joe Kelly?
Yeah.
Where was that? What other?
Nothing. We'll talk about it.
Oh, okay. Yeah.
I really did. That's where my mind really went for a second.
You're sick.
I am.
Yeah.
It's a problem.
How's that paper over there, Chooch?
Happy birthday to Zoe.
I'm all done with it.
Stop.
Well, let's wish Zoe a proper happy birthday.
Oh,
what do you say?
Great. Oh, this may sound familiar.
Yeah. Oh, God. I'm going to continue to work and get hard. Mine's pretty much just 6 inches. It's been that way my whole life.
King Arthur and the Knights of the Round Table.
Hey, Cool Cats, man. We're going to go to the jazz club.
Tarring that hot roof.
Outside in the hot sun when you tar the roof.
I do believe those yards that I ran for as a Buffalo Bill.
You better come and get a tall, good-looking drink of water of this guy.
Stir your teabag around.
You come and go.
It's essential. These next 2 days are critical. Every game means everything.
Right.
You know the saying, don't shoot the middleman. Hey, my homie.
I just want to see these
massive sausages.
Game 7's tightening up. Also, cream rises to the crop and O's.
Thanks, Tom. That's Tom for us.
Don't shoot the middleman.
Don't ever shoot the middleman.
Don't shoot the hostage.
We will not treat Boz as a hostage and shoot him in the head. Or decapitate him from the rest of his body and his extremities.
He is not a middleman, and therefore we will not be shooting him.
But we will be bringing in, due to the way he has played, we will bring in kickers to replace him. And if we seem deemed to be fit worthy to replace him, we will. We will do what we need to win.
What was the other line? Take a good, tall, cool drink of water, look at that guy?
No. It was... Andy was coming off the bus,
right?
And they were all betting on which one was going to crack first. And he said, "I'll take that tall drink of water."
But Andy, you said, "Take a tall drink of water."
Screwed it up. All right, you Mr. Perfect there.
That is
Morgan Freeman. Yep.
Shoot the middle.
Billy Holiday. He's in.
I thought it was Buddy Holly.
Oh, did
who
you?
Died in the plane crash with Richie Valens.
That sort of saved you on that one.
It did.
Well, died in the plane crash. No, that's
Billy Holiday.
He's in.
Put him in. Put him in. Seabass, right here. Put him in.
He's in.
Kick his ass, Seabass.
Oh, boy. Janet Jackson or Harold Baines? Who had a better career?
Janet Jackson.
I would agree.
Yeah, Janet Jackson.
By
Harold Baines' measure of success, Janet Jackson gets in.
Janet was the second most popular Jackson.
But in what sport? I mean, what Janet Jackson?
Really?
She was ahead of Tito.
Jermaine.
Jermaine.
LaToya.
Ricky and Mike. If those aren't the boys, who else do I like, right?
Yeah, that's the lyric.
Bobby, Ricky, and Mike. No, I think that's New Edition.
That's New Edition.
That's New Edition. You're
cool.
I'm
thinking of Cool It Now.
Tito Germaine.
Yeah, Tito Germaine.
LaToya Janet. Those are the only ones I can name. We're missing a couple of brothers there.
Yeah, we definitely are. Tito, Michael, Germaine. Randy
Jackson. Randy Jackson. Right.
Randy.
Damn.
Marlon Jackson.
Marlon.
Okay, that makes sense.
Marlon was the big one with the bass guitar.
Jackie Jackson on tambourines.
Wow.
Yeah.
That's the one I could
don't
play
remember
either.
Him.
They give the one that can't play, they give him the tambourine.
Hey, tomorrow we've got more fake promos coming up in the Friday takeaways. Okay. So we've been playing the best of every Friday, and we've got a big, healthy batch of them for tomorrow, too. How many we got for tomorrow, do you know?
We have from May, June, and July, we have 44 we have to cut down tomorrow.
Oh, so we don't even know which ones we're playing yet,
we
have 44 that we will be picking from, and hopefully we'll have some.
Big game tonight. Implications across the board for a lot of the AFC. So Chargers and Chiefs, see what happens. And we'll dig into the Steeler game a bit more tomorrow.
Yes, we will. Yep. Felger and Maz are coming up next.
Well, update on the ribs of the quarterback.
Ribs 4, 5, and 6 and maybe 7.
Thank you.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music.
Like most fans of country music, we're excited to learn that Luke Combs was back in the studio working on his next album. We've come up with our list of iconic Luke Combs music videos. Yes, Lovin' On You made the cut. Text Luke to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Luke to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.